Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Cho.
We're joined in the studio by...
Tian Chad.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
Good, good.
What have you been up to then lately?
Lately, just came back from travel trips and then busy editing photos and videos for it.
Travel trips for work or for holiday?
For both.
Where did you go?
Philippines in June.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then we traveled to like the Legazpi and then the Batanes Island.
Oh.
So if you are planning for honeymoons, I highly recommend you guys to go to Batanes.
See this? He's been paid by the Filipinos to advertise on our radio station.
Not really, because it's really, really a nice place where it seems like it's New Zealand, but it's not.
New Zealand? You just set
it's
a
just
high...
country dropping. You know? You've been to really? New Zealand as well?
Not really, but based on the photos.
Right, right.
And, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself, Tian Chad. The blog that you formed, it's been around a while right now, hasn't it? How many viewers do you think you have now? How many people visit the site?
I'm not sure, but the daily would be at least 1,000.
Each day?
Yeah.
And it's been running since how long?
Starting in year 2008.
2008.
Yeah.
So you're a freelance photographer and you're a founder and the brain of the blog, right?
Yeah.
And from what I see on the blog, there's travel on there, there's like day-to-day stuff, there's like little bits of reviews of one thing or another.
Yep, yep.
Is there a focus for you that you prefer to do travel or you prefer to do photography or you prefer to do something else, or is it just, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing today?
Okay, all right. Initially, the reason I started the blog was like just follow the trend where people just want to open blogs and then share what they are thinking daily.
Well, that's how bloggers started, right?
Yeah. Because you just want to have something fun and share. And then after that, like after all the years, I found my interest in photography and then travel as well. So in the end, for my current direction, I'm going more into travel photography and blog posts.
Mm-hmm. I noticed recently you had some eyebrow embroidery done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about that. The reason I bring it up is because I was looking at your blog obviously, and I have to do some research clearly. And as I'm looking through, I'm seeing like that there was an advertisement for some kind of watch, and it was a hands-free photography kind of competition or something. I'm flicking through that, and then the last thing I come across is this eyebrow embroidery, and I'm like, well, that sticks out. That's an interesting kind of.
All right,
entry.
So what do you think about my eyebrow?
I think they're very nice. They're very defined.
Yeah,
right.
Thick and lush,
and not too much.
Because that's what would be like one of the fun thing where people want to do.
Right.
And then you know that men nowadays they pay more attention on their personal grooming how to improve themselves. So I saw that there is a market, and then there's a things that I would like to share on how to improve how they look in front of everyone.
Right.
So that's why I go for it.
I think it's a good thing, you know, and I think it's brave that you're one of these, I don't know, one of these guys that comes out and say, look, I don't care, I've done it, and I'm going to tell you about it. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Okay, we've got a giveaway this evening, folks. 016-201-9000. We are giving away some burgers by our friends over at My Burger Lab.
That's right. We're giving away two single patty burgers, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. And the question is, based on the My Burger Lab menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Tian Chad again.
He's still with us. We've not scared him off yet.
Of course not. It's not Smarty Pants yet.
Not yet. If you've missed any part of the show so far, you can catch it on bfm.my. after the show's been broadcast.
That's right. We're giving away two single patty burgers, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. And the question is, based on My Burger Lab menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, so in front of me, I have this little cheat sheet, a stalker sheet of some of the things that I know you've done. So photo blogging, and the style of blogging helped you win the Michael Angle story competition back in 2011. Yep. You went on to win the title of Samsung Global Blogger in 2012.
And you went to Seoul for the ASEAN the Asian Games in 2014.
Yep.
So let's quickly go back to the Samsung Global Blogger in 2012. What does that mean to have that award given to you?
That means that you are representing Malaysia bloggers to go and cover the Olympic Games.
Right.
That's where I got a chance to interview Dato' Lee Chong Wei and Pandalela personally.
Right.
It was a really great experience.
I bet it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What questions did you ask him?
I asked about how he feel and then whether he is prepared enough to like fight with Lin Dan.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's always him and Lin Dan. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The frenemies.
But I'm glad that he did well for this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally, he beat him.
I think everybody was glad, right?
Yeah.
So you're covering the Olympic Games. I mean, how much access did you have over there? Could you talk to anybody, or was you kind of limited to the people you could talk to?
Oh well, I would say the access is kind of wide, where you can directly, because for this one is Samsung already arranged a trip, like you can interview the athletes personally.
Right.
And then it's a close-up session where it's just you and him asking the question. So
pretty good access there.
Yep, yep.
Right. Yep. Okay, so before we came into the studio, I told you there was a question I wanted to ask, right? Yeah. And it's about the future of blogging. Because if your blog was started in 2008, some blogs were started even before that, right? With Blogger or whatever platform it was. And now we have Facebook and we have Twitter and we have Instagram and YouTube and, you know, vlogs and one thing or another.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are still writing stuff as opposed to vlogging stuff. I mean, I've seen some of your vlog stuff as well. Do you see a future in the old style of blogs? Do you think there's still something about it that appeals to people?
Well, for me, I would think that now it's not just about blogging because we have so many other kinds of social media channel right now.
Yeah.
So you cannot just focus on just mainly on blog. And then you also need to focus on YouTube and Instagram. That's why I start to do more travel logs instead of just like photo-based blog posts because sometimes it would be too long.
Right.
And then through like motion pictures, like video, people will easily access to it. Like Facebook, you can just see it and then just watch it directly, or even autoplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's easy access and then people just like and share. So the engagement is very high to Facebook. But then for details, you still need to go to the blog post to read the details, like itinerary or what to do in Jeju Island. That's
right,
what I shared
before. Right.
Yeah.
So technically, what you're doing is you're kind of teasing people with the video and then you're pointing them to the blog for the details.
I would say that you must make full use of the kind of social media available.
That's when you link one to another, right?
Yeah.
Mm. I see that you've tied in with Nufnang and in with Patreon. I've not seen that many people in Malaysia take advantage of Patreon.
Mm. Well, Patreon is something that I would like to see it really happen successfully in Malaysia. Mm. For now, it's still a try stuff. I'm still trying on it. And then in future, there will be a really helpful things for you to like focus on just video production and the content creation.
Right. How useful has it been for you so far with Patreon?
Patreon, so far nothing yet.
Nothing.
Just build relationship with the fans overseas, like the YouTubers.
Right.
That's where I found them.
I mean, it's an interesting concept,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, for people that don't know how it works, Patreon, it's like a platform where people can donate money to a particular channel or a particular individual, and then they can use that money to be more creative, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I like the idea of it. So, not only have you been blogging, but you've also been featured on NTV7. You were interviewed about what male bloggers blog about.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do male bloggers
exactly
blog about?
Exactly. What's it can't be that
I didn't even know there's
different.
A difference between male and female.
You didn't know there was a difference? Adeline, let me sit you down and have you, we can have this conversation if
what,
you like.
Girls taking selfies and other what, no, oh, I fashion
thought
you, pictures.
I thought we were talking about the differences between males and females.
I would like to understand what's your perception on male and female bloggers too.
I don't know. That's why I ask you.
Okay, for me, it's like female bloggers, they have the figures. So it's easier for them to like just take selfies and then share the photos.
So that's what I said earlier.
Yeah. For like male bloggers, it really depends. Like, if you're not good looking, not so good looking like me, then you must use something else to like share.
What is something else?
Like for me, it would be photography. Mm-hmm. Or you could be a funny person to share stories that increase the engagement between each other. Mm. And for me, it's like photography. Like.
What's the best photos you've ever posted that you know that you've engaged with readers?
It would be usually the Milky Ways and yeah, the scenery and travel posts.
Oh, really?
Because they like to see, yeah.
So tell us about that. I mean, you said that your interest has moved into photography over the last couple of years or whatever. Tell us about your journey into photography. How did it start?
An iPhone,
a GoPro, and now you have an SLR and probably two GoPros.
It was a film camera and then goes to like 3.2 megapixel camera.
Right.
During a travel to a cruise. And then after that, because I tend to forget stuff, so I noticed that through photography, you can remember stuff and then document it through pictures. So it's like, okay, this would be memories for me to like, if I forget something, I can just look back at the photos at what I did and where I've been. So sometimes I can't really remember what I did. So when you look back, it's like, oh, I did that. That was a magical moment. And then that's where I found that I can use my photography skill to help people capture their precious moments like weddings and even like just outing. A simple outing is also good enough. Mm-hmm. Because when they look back at the photos, then they think of their memories. That's what makes me happy as well.
Now, you've blogged for so many years, right? And do you or have you ever, you know, look back at your old post on how you've started blogging till today and how you have improved in terms of like photos, in terms of content, in terms of writing? Mm. Have you ever done that?
Yep. When you look back, you've found that why am I doing some silly stuff that time? Mm-hmm. And then you'll find it funny and then you will feel that you're glad that you put it down on the diary, just that this diary is like public to people to access. Mm-hmm. And then for now, you can see that the photos from the starting of my blog until now compared is like, man, it's like totally different level,
right?
Which I'm proud of it.
Okay, so you're not just blogging. I mean, you have this Sky Arts Productions, right? And I'm assuming this is something that came out of an interest and has now become a profession. You're doing it for a living, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about it. What are you doing? So from what I understand, there's events, travels, weddings, documentary photography.
Well, I would say it's like instead of like getting all the incomes directly to my bank account, I just started a company that focuses on both photography and blogging. Mm. So that would be easier for me to manage my fund or even income, like the income tax and everything. So that's where I focus more on photography for Sky Arts Production.
Right.
And then blogging also.
So hold on. Let's just look at this.
Okay.
Your income in total comes from blogging and photography and that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
How do you do that? I mean, because there are people in this office right now who would kill to be doing that. I mean,
like Richard.
Like myself, for example.
Okay.
You know, I can get out of bed when I want. I can take, as long as the photographs are good and I keep up my content.
For me, I believe that the salary for you guys are also quite good, right?
No.
let's focus on you, more on you, okay?
We can keep that later.
Yeah.
For me, it would be like, okay, before I really go full-time blogging, I was a graduate in biotechnology.
Right.
So I was a lab assistant in the microbes research, where you do research on those microbes for biofertilizer. Then eventually I found that blogging is some things that help me open to more opportunities other than just stuck yourself inside a 9-to-5 job inside the lab without any interaction with other people.
Yeah.
And then thankfully I found that blogging and photography, it helps me a lot in knowing a lot more people. Like if without blogging, I won't be here to know you guys as well.
Right. True. Okay. And it's a nice little story that. So you're no longer involved in any of the labs anymore. No more nanotechnology, no more bio.
Not really, but with friends who are professors inside the lab, yeah, it's good to know their development.
Do you have any regrets, though, that your friends are now professors and whatnot and you're doing this instead?
For me, no.
No?
Good. But I'm happy that I know a lot of friends from there.
Yeah.
And they are very good.
Nice. Okay, quick reminder, we do have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. If you want to take part in our giveaway, answer this question for us.
Based on my Burger Lab menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Tien Chad.
He is the writer, author, and creator of TienChad.com. He's also the guy behind Sky Arts Productions, a whole bunch of stuff there. If you want to check out his photography, head over to the website. What is it?
TienChad.com.
There you go. Right, we've got some stories coming up from News from Page 2 and, of course, Smarty Pants in just a couple of minutes. First and foremost, though, a quick reminder, 016-201-9000 if you want to take part in the giveaway. What are we giving away?
We're giving away two single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. And the question is, based on the My Burger Lab menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
All right then, folks, we're going to move straight on to News from Page 2, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
You first.
Wow, yes. Okay. I don't get this chance to go first very often, so I might just take my time.
Okay, move on.
All right, okay.
Go on.
So this story is something I read about early today, and it's something that's quite close to my heart. It's to deal with the aging process of the brain. Right? And the reason I say it's quite close to my heart is not only am I just at the age of 40 right now, you know, there are family members previously that have suffered from Alzheimer's and one thing or another. So any kind of story that relates to a change in that, you know, scenario is a good thing for me. So over in Australia right now, they've been testing this thing called ultrasound and sound wave therapy. And what they found is that on certain mice, obviously they have to test on mice, they've been using ultrasound on their brains, particularly on the hippocampus part of the brain, and it's actually shown that there has been a reduction in the aging process. So slowly, 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 what they've started to do is these mice who are like 4 and 5 years old, and 3 and 4 years old, and have the brain capacity of an elderly mouse, once they've started using this method, they've actually started responding as though they were younger. They're like a year younger. So what they're saying is that it's looking very likely that over time, this is something that they could use on humans too, and we could slowly reverse the aging process of our brains. So think of it like a tune-up for your car, except it's a tune-up for your brain.
I think it's brilliant.
What a great step forward, right?
Yeah.
No medicine involved, none of this kind of stuff involved. You just literally sit in a chair, have a thing put on your head.
For how long?
We don't know that yet, because they've only tested it in mice and other animals. But with this thing on your head and slowly, like, you can find a way to keep your brain forever young is the idea behind it.
True, but I mean, like, come on, man. How much does it cost?
It can't be. I mean, if you think about the practicality of it, it's essentially a set of speakers strapped to your head, attached to a computer. It can't be that expensive looking forward.
Hey, you never know. This is not what? This is in the States, I believe.
This is in Australia, sorry.
Oh, in Australia.
Australia so far, yeah. But they're really going hard on the Alzheimer's process right now.
Has anyone tested apart from mice?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. They're waiting for the next stage so they can step it up to the next laboratory stage.
I look forward to it.
So do I. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on. Anyway, right, what do you have?
So, finally, Batman. You like Batman?
Of course, who doesn't like Batman?
So Batman came all the way from Gotham City to teach these clowns a lesson.
You did not just write that headline.
You know, I've seen kids in universities running after, chasing after clowns, hunting down clowns. And clowns has been, you know, freaking people out, you know.
We've had
bushes,
the US, the UK,
a few more places,
Australia,
I can't remember.
Australia, I think, as well,
you know?
Right now. Yeah.
So, yeah, so Batman came to save our lives, apparently.
So he's just turned up and is what?
To fight the clowns.
This is like
a Batman versus Joker.
Exactly. It's Batman versus Joker. What's going on? Why has Batman turned up?
No, this guy just suddenly just turned up as Batman. He decided to just scare clowns away.
And is it working?
They didn't say if it worked.
Because I don't know about you, but if I'm dressed like a clown and I'm walking down the street and some guy turns up in front of me dressed like Batman,
Batman just wanted to be in the news.
Of course, I'm just gonna be like, dude, what are you doing?
Clowns has been taking over the entire news for the past weeks and months, you know, and Batman's like, you know what?
I've had enough. It's my turn. I'm stepping out of the shadows and I'm coming out. But here's the thing. I mean, I was reading, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about how some McDonald's right now are so worried about this whole weird clown phenomenon that they've actually started taking their Ronald McDonald clown from outside the stores and hiding them inside in case people start damaging them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, yeah. In the UK right now, you know the ones that you used to see sat on the benches?
Yeah. Hey, I love taking pictures
of
them.
Of course you do. They've been taking them inside and hiding them because they're worried that people are going to like smash them and break them and all that kind of stuff. Poor thing. It's not a real object. It's a poor thing.
It's an icon.
It is an icon of commercial. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Tianjad, we've got this thing called Smarty Pants. You know the idea behind it, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that you have 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you possibly can. Okay, it sounds a bit like this first.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
How well do you think you're going to do? Just have a guess.
Not so well.
Not so well. Give me a number.
Come
Give me a number.
On.
Because I use photographic to memory stuff.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, then surely you should have a photographic memory. No. Okay.
Hopefully.
I'm making really bad jokes. Anyway, right. Your 3 minutes start now. How many triangles are there on the logo of car manufacturer BMW? Two or four?
Two.
It's four. In which London street does fictional character Sweeney Todd have his barbershop? Trafalgar Square or Fleet Street?
The second one.
Correct. A fugu is what type of creature? A fish or a bird?
Fish.
Correct. Adrian Dulcey, Larry Hillblom, and Robert Lynn founded which mail service in 1969? DHL or UPS?
DHL.
Which 2009 animated film features a floating house suspended by helium balloons? Was it Up or The Incredibles?
Up.
According to the proverb, many hands make what? More problems or light work?
I don't know.
Skip. Okay. How many stars are on the logo of car manufacturer Subaru's logo? Five or six?
Six.
The LED, light-emitting diode, started life in 1962 as a single illumination in which color? Red or green?
Red.
In a children's fairy tale, for how many years did Sleeping Beauty sleep after she pricked her finger on a spinning wheel? 100 or 1,000?
100.
Correct. What color traditionally are cabs in New York? Black or yellow?
Black.
The yellow. The Fountain of Wealth. Of course, it's in which Asian city? Taiwan or Singapore?
Taiwan.
It's Singapore.
Oh, no.
Bombay Sapphire is what type of alcoholic drink? Gin or rum?
Rum.
It's gin. A lumpectomy is the surgical removal of a lump from which part of the body? The breast or the throat?
Breast.
In video games, what is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick? Tails or Shadow?
Shadow.
It's Tails. A prie-dieu. A prie-dieu is a narrow desk-like bench on which to kneel and to do what? Write or pray?
Pray.
In humans, which A is another term for memory loss? Amnesia or aphobia?
Amnesia.
The title of the 1987 film The Lost Boys was borrowed from which novel? Peter Pan or Treasure Island?
Peter Pan.
Which American soccer team did David Beckham sign up for in 2007? The Houston Rockets or the LA Galaxy?
I don't know.
Okay. Which 2009 film was a sequel to the 2006 film The Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, or the Nostradamus Effect?
Angels and Demons.
In traveling, what does ETA stand for? Estimated Time of Arrival or Extended Time of Arrival?
Estimated Time of Arrival.
Which band composed, performed, and produced the soundtrack to the 1980 film Flash Gordon? Queen or the Scorpions?
Queen.
Assamese cuisine originated in which country? India or Indonesia?
India.
On the eBay website logo, what color is the E? Red or blue?
Red.
I'll give you one more question. Adeline should know this. An older woman who is attracted to much younger men is named after which member of the cat family? Cougar or puma?
Cougar.
Correct.
Right, thanks, Richard.
You're welcome. We're out of time, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline Chung.
We're still friends, right?
I think so. Cougar, huh?
Well, I mean, just an observation.
Since when I'm interested in younger
boys? I completely made up that fact. Eager.
You call me eager?
Adeline is not a cougar, but she is eager.
Right.
Anyway.
We're giving away two single patties burger, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Richard, you are so dead. Anyway, the question is, based on the My Burger Lab menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why deserve to win.
Okay, so we went through a whole bunch of questions to find out how well he did on Smarty Pants. But before we get to that, we'll get through some of the questions he got wrong first.
Yep, the first one, how many triangles are there on the logo of car manufacturer BMW? It's 4. What color traditionally are caps in New York? It's yellow. The fountain of wealth is in which Asian city? It's Singapore. Bombay Sapphire is what type of alcoholic drink? It's gin. In the video games, what is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick? It's Tails.
Oh, so let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tian Shat scored 17 points.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Well done. And thank you very much for coming in and taking part in the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you. A nice little pep talk during the break as well.
Pep talk.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, if you want to check out his website, it is
tianchat.com.
And he does photography and all kinds of stuff. I'm guessing you're up for hire as well if people want you to do their wedding photos and all that kind of stuff. There we go. Head over to the website. Right. So, facts.
You first off.
Oh, I get to go first. Mine's really short this time.
What else is not short?
Oh, that. You've been waiting for that, haven't you? My word. Well done. I'll let you have that one.
You know, when you call me a cougar, this is what you get, man.
Okay.
It's a fight.
Right, it is a fight. My fact for today is that cornflakes have more genes than people do.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
5,000 years ago, watermelons were pale green and bitter. As watermelons were bred to become sweeter, their flesh slowly changed to red.
Oh, very cute. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Have you got any more?
I have a few more, but you leave it for the next time.
Oh, right. Just playing hard to get now. Okay, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in. As ever, it has been That Time of Night. We will be back, of course, from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. It has been That Time of Night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
We
should tell you the answer, shouldn't we?
Yes.
The question was,
based on my burger menu, there is a burger that replaces the meat patty with a certain mushroom. What is the mushroom called?
Portobello mushroom.
Okay.
There you go. All right. It has been That Time of Night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This has been
Tian Chad,
the Cougar.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.